Many of us as children dream of becoming astronauts. Once in a lifetime, the opportunity to realise this dream presents itself. I now have the great pleasure of sitting down with Dr. Nora Patton, who is living this dream. Nora is from Ballina, County Mayo, and when she was 11 years old, she visited NASA in Cleveland, Ohio, and became obsessed with all things space. Since then, she has been on her own space quest and has navigated a career on her journey to bring her to the stars. Nora is an aeronautical engineer by background, a global faculty member at the International Space University, a citizen scientist astronaut candidate, and an award-winning STEM advocate, a collaborator, and a speaker. Her goal is to fly on a suborbital spaceflight and share her journey to inspire the next generation of engineers, astronauts, innovators, and scientists. Nora, I am in total awe of your career path and all that you have already achieved and will continue to achieve, I have no doubt. It is my great pleasure to sit down today with you on Go Do You in association with I Wish, and thank you for taking the time to sit down with me.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Thanks, Nora. So, first of all, can you please explain to me exactly what a citizen scientist astronaut candidate actually is?
Absolutely. So, I guess we'll rewind a few decades in the world of space and the industry of space. If you go back to the origins of human spaceflight in particular, very much government only, a very different ecosystem compared to what it is today.
Okay.
So what we have witnessed in the past 5 to 10 years is really this explosion in terms of commercial opportunities. So the program I do as a citizen scientist astronaut candidate is to prepare and to train and to get us ready to fly on a commercial suborbital. So the spacecraft goes to space, but it doesn't circle the Earth. But we basically prepare as researchers to take experiments on board and to test them on those flights.
Oh my God. That sounds so exciting.
It is pretty awesome, actually. Yeah. I absolutely love the programs that we get to do, and we've done microgravity research on the parabolic flights. So they're these special types of flights that fly in a parabola, and you get about 15 to 20 seconds of weightlessness. So they're a brilliant test bed for testing the experiments and, you know, testing exactly how you would orchestrate a payload and experiment on a suborbital flight.
Wow. I would love to hear a little bit more about your journey to get to where you are today.
Yeah, no problem. So as you mentioned in the intro, I was so lucky to get to visit NASA as a child when I was 11, many years ago now.
Not that many.
And it just sparked an absolute love of space. And I have relations in Cleveland, both my parents' side, so both my mother's side and my father's side. So it's just one of those random things. We were on a family holiday, got to visit NASA. I totally fell in love with space and thought at the time it was an impossible dream. And, you know, really back to what you were questioning in the opening paragraph of the interview, it's, you know, how do we support those big ambitions, even if they are impossible at the time? Because when I look back, what I'm doing now wasn't possible when I was growing up in Ireland. And so it just goes to show it's been an amazing kind of decade to watch what has happened in the industry and the opportunities that are now there for young people to get involved career-wise as they progress. So I decided to study aeronautical engineering in university. So I spent 4 years in undergrad in University of Limerick. Absolutely loved it. Got to do an internship in the Boeing company over in Seattle during that time. And again, just always on the lookout and kind of paving my own path, because space wasn't a formed career, or, you know, it was very non-traditional, I suppose, at the time.
Okay.
So it's been a constant progress. I've always been looking at different conferences, different programs, different opportunities, different networking events to get involved in.
Oh, I love it. Congratulations on your book, Shooting for the Stars, that won the Unpost Book of the Year. Well done, you. I know you're extremely passionate about inspiring the next generation, and I think speaking here today is an amazing opportunity to do just that. What do you wish you knew when you were a child about the possibilities that were open to you?
Yeah, so I guess my message to the teenage girls that are here today, there's so many more opportunities now compared to when I was their age. And it's really a case of just seeking them out. Nobody is going to hand somebody a leaflet of everything that is available or is there for the taking.
Or is possible,
yeah. Absolutely. So it's really a case of understanding what you're interested in and just trying to map out how do you get involved in it. Mm. Is there people you can talk to? Are there conferences you can go to or places you can go to or, you know, things like that? So I think in terms of opportunity, even space in Ireland has blossomed in the past few years. And there's opportunities now for young graduates coming out of university to work in the space sector, which again, you know, when I was graduating from university, it was a very different ecosystem.
Yeah. I have read about your citizen science campaigns where it is your job to carry out microgravity research flights, space suit testing and evaluation, spacecraft and aviation egress, and many others. What do you think is the most fun part of your job?
Oh, it's impossible to say.
Yeah. All fun.
How can you pick one from that amazing list?
Yeah. So.
And every time I come back from a new program, I think, oh, maybe that's my favourite one. But no, they're all amazing in their own way.
Oh, I love it. Just to be doing something you're so passionate about. It's amazing. Oh, my God. By the way, if anyone wants to see Nora in action or read more about her adventures, you can find her website on norapatton.com. You can see little videos of you doing the testing and the spacecraft suit. So, Nora, who were your heroes growing up?
Yeah, so I showed a slide during my talk today at I Wish where I rewound back to when I was their age as a teenager in secondary school. And there's so many things that influence us and, you know, they change and they differ as we progress through different stages in our own life. And
absolutely, yeah.
I showed a picture of my junior cert art project, which was all rockets and astronauts.
No way, I love it.
And my art teacher in secondary school was a huge influence, a huge positive role model.
Ah.
Who really encouraged me to keep going on those days where I thought,
yeah.
You know, not an existing career, maybe I'll do something different. There's many different people, I think, through our lives that influence us.
Absolutely. And anyone I ask that question to, they're like, you want me to pick one? Yeah, there's too many. It comes from all angles.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It comes from afar. And oh, that's brilliant. I love that. By you yourself pursuing your own dreams, Nora, and your goals to be Ireland's first person in space, it's really inspired a whole generation. What advice would you give to those girls who feel like their dreams are just a bit too big or a bit unrealistic?
So I was really inspired and touched by Mary Robinson's comments and considerations that she shared today. And I thought very similar when she spoke about becoming a lawyer. She said she wasn't interested in making loads of money. You know, she wanted to become a lawyer to act as an agent for change, you know, really to be that person who is going to use it as a platform and as a means to
make a difference.
Exactly. And so as she was speaking, I thought that's really how I see myself sit in the world of human spaceflight. You know, we've never had an Irish person in space, and I want to be that change maker that will open up the doors for the next generation of astronauts, for the next generation of engineers. And it's not about me as one person going. It's about Ireland having a seat at the human spaceflight table. And I just think the opportunity is there. It's looming. It's just a case of making it happen now.
Yes, I have goosebumps. I'm like, yes, go, Nora. We support you. Oh, I love it. As we were talking about, we are at the I Wish conference today to encourage teenage girls to pursue STEM careers. What is the key message that you have taken away today? Maybe it is what Mary Robinson was saying. And what advice would you give to the girls who are humming and hawing about a career in STEM?
I just think, I hope the girls today have taken just something, even if it's just one thing away, that there's so many female role models for them in the sector. it's not a reason anymore, I don't think, for them not to be encouraged or inspired towards the careers. So I hope the journeys that people have shared really give them an insight into how broad STEM as a sector is and just how impactful it can be on the world. I just think there's been such a broad range of speakers. It's been, I would have loved to have had this conference when I was their age.
Yes, and you can feel it in the air, can't you? The atmosphere.
Absolutely.
Is magic, it's electric, I love it. Thank you so much, Dr. Nora Patton. I really enjoyed hearing a little bit about your journey, and you really are an inspiration to so many people. Thank you for taking the time.
Thanks a million.
Sit down with me on Go Do You and keep reaching for the stars. We're all rooting for you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.